advance really set the tone this morning. And he shared with us that great encouragement that nothing can separate us from the love of God that is found in Christ Jesus. And the Lord spoke prophetically through Jackie about how God is powerful and mighty, and we shall not be moved. And the name on the Lord's table, if God be for you, who can be against you? And Vance emphasized and what Nima was sharing, and that God is speaking to you as God spoke to the servants through Mary, do what he tells you to do. And these are all words that give us courage to follow through on what God is calling us to. So today, the courage champion that we want to talk about is Ezekiel. And the courage challenge for us today, as we look at the life of Ezekiel, is to eat the word and speak the word fearlessly. To eat the word and speak the word fearlessly. Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 2. The champion Ezekiel was called by God to proclaim his word to God's people. The thing is, the people that he was sent to, the people that he was called to proclaim God's word to, were in rebellion. What does it mean to be in rebellion? Rebellion is coming against the rightful authority. Of course, God is the ultimate authority. He is the most high authority. When people come against God and his word, those people are in rebellion. The people of Israel had rebelled against God. In fact, God's people were being punished for their rebellion, for their disobedience, by being in exile. In Ezekiel 2:1, after falling face down upon seeing an awesome vision of the Lord's glory, God gave Ezekiel the courage challenge. He said, "Son of man, stand up on your feet and I will speak to you." Sometimes we can be bowed down. Sometimes we can be on our face, even seeking God on our face in prayer. And the Lord will challenge us to stand up. Stand up. Get off the ground. Get off your knees even. Get off your ground on your face. And stand up and receive my courageous call. God was calling Ezekiel to receive his courage challenge. Ezekiel 2 verse 3. In Ezekiel 2 verse 3, as God spoke to Ezekiel, the Holy Spirit proceeded to inspire Ezekiel. God gave Ezekiel a challenging assignment. And God gives you a challenging assignment. As disciples of Christ, we are called on to take difficult assignments. And God can give us the grace to do those difficult assignments. Well, listen to the challenging assignment that God gave Ezekiel. "Son of man, I am sending you to the Israelites." The Lord didn't try to sugarcoat it. He said, "I am sending you to a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me. They and their fathers have been in revolt against me to this very day. The people I am sending you to are obstinate and stubborn." What an assignment. Ezekiel was being challenged, was being commissioned by God to go speak to a rebellious people, to a stubborn people, to an obstinate people. Verse 5. God proceeded to tell Ezekiel to not be afraid of these rebellious people. He said, "And whether they listen or fail to listen, for they are a rebellious house, they will know that a prophet has been among them. And you, son of man, do not be afraid of them or their words. Do not be afraid, though briars and thorns are all around you, and you live among scorpions. Do not be afraid of what they say or terrified by them, though they are a rebellious house. Yesterday, two of my sons went walking to a basketball court, and we had to walk through some high grass. And it really didn't have briars or thorns. But we've all had that experience of walking through high grass or walking through bushy areas and being stuck by a thorn. How many of you have had that experience? And you're stuck by a thorn and the briars and so forth. And it has an effect on us. All right? When we go through that place of high grass, I know there's been sometimes I've tried to, you know, walk or run along Great Seneca Creek. And as you try to stay along the creek and you get off the path, you sometimes go through these very, high grass and stickers and so forth and so on, and it is hard to get through there. All right? And I think I'm foolish for getting off the beaten path. I just want to go in the creek. All right? It causes us to want to stop. It causes us to slow down. It causes us to walk gingerly. It causes us to get the thorns so we don't get stuck. All right, you don't want to go through those areas with shorts on or with short sleeves on. All right, it causes us to slow down. All right, when it happens to us, it causes us to lack confidence in continuing to go in that difficult direction. However, the Lord is calling us to be champions that are willing to take on difficult tasks. As Christians, as disciples of Christ, we are called to be growing. We are called to be getting more and more of Christ in us, the strength of Christ in us, to be able to be those ones that can take on the difficult task that God is calling us to. Now, to one seeking to follow the Lord, to obey the Lord, rebellious people are like briars and thorns. The Lord was preparing Ezekiel for the challenges he was to face, that he needed to persevere through the obstacles. He needed to persevere through the briars and the thorns to do his work. In Ezekiel 2, verse 8, God commanded Ezekiel, "Listen to what I say to you. Do not rebel like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I give you." God was calling Ezekiel to eat the words he was giving him. And young person, I can't get away from this. You are all young people. See, I'm going through a transformation. I'm going through a transformation as a preacher. All right? I'm saying that we can all hear these strong words. We can all hear these strong challenges. These strong challenges from the Old Testament, the great champions of the Bible, are not just for the young people. They are for all of us. All right? From the youngest of us to the oldest of us. So forgive me for saying young people. All right? All of us are children of God. God calls us to eat His Word as well. God calls us to eat His Word as well. God showed Ezekiel a vision of a scroll. And this scroll had words of lament, mourning, and woe on it. It wasn't a very pleasant message at all. Because of their sin, Ezekiel was being commissioned to proclaim God's judgment to a rebellious people. Ezekiel 3, verse 3. God told Ezekiel to eat the scroll, which had God's words on it. He said, "Eat this scroll I am giving you and fill your stomach with it." We are called to eat and to fill our stomach with God's word. How do we eat God's word? Just like physical food, we are called to eat spiritual food from God's word. We're called to feed on God's word. We're called to chew it. We're called to digest it and make it part of our very being. How do we do this? We do this by reading God's Word and reflecting on it. We do this by reading God's Word slowly and prayerfully. We're called to hide God's Word in our hearts. We do this by memorizing key passages of Scripture that relate to important areas of our lives. Psalm 119, 9 through 11 is one such passage which shares the power of God's Word, even to a young person. It says, "How can a young man keep his way pure? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." When we hide God's word in our hearts, it enables us to overcome in those sin areas that can hamper our progress as disciples of Christ. I recall receiving a word from the Lord at a very critical time in my life. When I was a young man, the enemy, Satan, he was trying to buffet me with suicidal thoughts. Although I don't think I was suicidal, I was struggling with controlling my thoughts. And I recall working during the day, mowing grass, and having these thoughts over and over in my mind. Well, at lunch one day, the Holy Spirit inspired me from the following Word of God, from 1 Peter 5, 8-11. As I was searching the Scriptures, the Lord just gave me this Word on the spot. And it says, "Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. And the God of all grace, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To God be the power forever and ever. Amen." When the Lord gave me that word, it was like a word from the Holy Spirit that directly addressed my challenge in controlling these out of control thoughts. And I immediately memorized it. In fact, it became part of my very being on the spot. And as I went out to work, I remember being in the back of a pickup truck, all right, going back to where I was going to start mowing again. And the thoughts started coming again, and boom, I just confessed that word. And I used the sword of the Spirit. I knew I was now armed with the sword of the Spirit, as Ephesians 6 says, the word of God. And I used the sword of the Spirit. And by proclaiming that word, Satan and his bad thoughts were defeated. Even now, many years later, whenever my thoughts seem to get out of control, I confess that scripture and godless thoughts are taken captive. Through God's word, I gain the victory. 1 John 2:13 expresses this dynamic of the word enabling us to overcome. It says, "I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one." When you eat God's word becomes part of you. His message is planted deep within your heart, and you are able to share it with others. Well, at first, when Ezekiel ate the scroll containing God's word, it was sweet, like honey. It tasted like honey. Psalm 19, 7 through 11 speaks of the sweetness of the Word of God. It says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul." We're revived when we reflect upon the Word of God. "The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple." The Word of God gives us wisdom as we have to make decisions on our daily lives. "The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart." The Word of God gives us joy to our hearts. "The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes." We have light for our path. "The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever." "The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the comb. By them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward." God's word has a tremendous effect upon our lives. It revives us. It makes us wise. It gives us joy. It gives us light for our path. It helps us to walk in purity. It helps us to withstand the inevitable storms of life. And it warns us from harming ourselves and from harming others. It is our daily bread. It's our food. We need it every day of our lives. Let's look at Ezekiel 3:7. God warned Ezekiel. He said, "But the house of Israel is not willing to listen to you because they are not willing to listen to me. For the whole house of Israel is hardened and obstinate." Vance often reminds us that God calls us to be faithful, not necessarily successful. As we share God's word with others, we may very well be rejected. There may not be any response whatsoever. However, whether or not people respond, we're still called to proclaim God's word. Verse 9, God encouraged Ezekiel. He said, "I will make your forehead like the hardest stone, harder than flint. Do not be afraid of them or terrified by them, though they are a rebellious house." God calls us to set our face like a flint and the purpose He has given us. The Lord will give us the courage and the strength that we need for the task that He gives us. God will give you the courage and the strength that you need for the task that He gives you. Be willing to take on difficult tasks. Be willing to take on challenging assignments. God will give you the strength that you need. God had to give Jeremiah similar strength. He gave similar language in Jeremiah 1, verse 17. God said to Jeremiah, "Get yourself ready. Stand up and say to them, whatever I command you, do not be terrified by them, or I will terrify you before them. Today I have made you a fortified city, an iron pillar, and a bronze wall to stand against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, its officials, its priests, and the people of the land. They will fight against you, but they will not overcome you. For I am with you and will rescue you." God told Jeremiah that He was a fortified city, an iron pillar, a bronze wall. Kind of reminds me of one of those Rocky movies when his manager is looking at Rocky and says, "You're a rock! You're a rock! All right? Go out there and fight that guy! You're a rock!" Yeah. I love that actor. What's his name? Over here. What encouragement in the face of oppression, in the face of opposition, do not fear. God will give you the strength you need each and every day. I know this is encouraging the teachers in our room. God will give you the encouragement and the strength you need every single day. Of course, I'm biased to teachers, forgive me. God will give all of us the strength and encourage we need every day. Verse 10. God commanded Ezekiel to listen carefully to Him. "Son of man, listen carefully and take to heart all the words I speak to you." Listening is a very important characteristic. Listening is characteristic of obedience. Likewise, not having a listening posture is characteristic of rebellion. God calls us to listen to authority, listening to our parents, to our teachers, our pastors, and of course, to the Most High God. We started out by explaining how rebellion is coming against the rightful authority. Those who do not listen to authority are walking in rebellion. But God called Ezekiel to speak the word to these ones in rebellion, whether they listen or not. We're called to be faithful to speak the words of those in our lives, whether they listen or not. Lorraine, I'm sure when that officer pulled you over, he recognized something about you. He recognized that you had respect for authority. Alright, and somehow you made an impression upon him, so much so that he's pulling you over and now he's saying you need to apply to become a state trooper. Alright? Okay. We're called to be faithful to speak the word to those in our lives, whether they listen or not. Well, after Ezekiel received the vision of eating the scroll, Ezekiel was overwhelmed. For 7 days, Ezekiel just sat there, awestruck. Do you ever feel overwhelmed? I do. He was awestruck. And Ezekiel no longer was tasting the sweetness of God's call. He was no longer tasting the sweetness of God's Word. There's a sweetness to the milk of the Word. There's a sweetness to milk. That's why babies like to eat that milk. Besides being hungry, there's that sweetness that causes them to eat that milk of the Word. But God calls us to keep growing. God calls us to keep growing from eating that, drinking that milk to eating bread and to eating meat and to grow stronger in the Lord, still dependent upon God every day of our life, but to grow stronger in Him, so that we can take on the difficult courage challenges that He is calling each and every one of us to. And so at first, when eating the words of God, Ezekiel tasted the sweetness of God's call. But now, Ezekiel experienced bitterness. Verse 14. The Spirit then lifted me up and took me away, and I went in the bitterness and in the anger of my spirit with the strong hand of the Lord upon me. Failure can be bitter. When people reject us and we don't see any fruit, that experience can be very bitter. When we share with people and serve people time and again and fail to see people respond, that process can be very bitter to our souls. But God calls us to still be faithful. True discipleship comes with a cost. It is the cost of Christ. It's the cost of the cross. The cost of being a disciple of Christ is that of suffering. It's that of rejection. It's of truly communicating to God, not my will, but your will be done. When you truly accept God's call, He may call you to that which is very difficult for you. However, God gives you the grace for that calling. He says, I will be with you. And at the same time, we always still possess the sweetness of God's Word to encourage us personally in our journey. God continued to call Ezekiel to be a watchman for His people, a guard at his post. Right, Dwayne? Important to be at your post, right? One who was tasked with the duty of warning the people of danger. God told Ezekiel that if you don't warn a wicked person of danger, then God would hold Ezekiel accountable for his death. However, if Ezekiel did warn a wicked person of the danger of continuing in his sin, then that wicked person would die for his own sin, but Ezekiel would be saved. In Ezekiel 3:21, likewise, for a righteous person, God warned Ezekiel that if he didn't warn a righteous person when that person turned to wrongdoing, then Ezekiel would be held accountable for his death. He said in Ezekiel 3:21, but if you do warn the righteous man not to sin, and he does not sin, he will surely live because he took warning, and you will have saved yourself. Young people, all of us young people, we are called to speak the truth to others. Yes, share in love, but be sure to share it. Yes, share God's Word in love, but be sure to share God's Word. Ezekiel was held accountable by God for speaking the truth. As a watchman, as a guard at his post, he was called to sound the alarm. When a watchman sounds the alarm, when a watchman rings the alarm, rings the bell, he has done his duty. He sounded the alarm for the people to escape danger. It's up to the people now to respond to that alarm and to get to a place of safety. Although Ezekiel didn't control how people would respond to the alarm, Ezekiel was still called to sound the alarm. It's the same for us in sharing about how Christ can save us from the judgment of sin. We're called to care enough for people by sharing the truth of the wages of sin and the good news of the gift of eternal life through Christ. As Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." We're called to speak the truth to others, regardless of whether they listen or not. When we share with an individual, perhaps that person may have an initial negative reaction, but then they might take the warning to heart later on. Remember, life and death is at stake. We have to sound the alarm. Otherwise, people will die in the danger. Ezekiel 3:27. God encouraged Ezekiel that he would give him the needed words at the proper time. He said, "But when I speak to you, I will open your mouth. And you shall say to them, 'This is what the sovereign Lord says.' Whoever will listen, let him listen. And whoever will refuse, let him refuse. For they are a rebellious house." Be encouraged that the Lord will give you the right words at the right time. Sometimes the task may seem to be too difficult, but go to the Lord. He will give you the grace that you need. Only be faithful to what He calls you to, for He will give you the strength and the courage and the words to fulfill His call to be a champion. I'd like us all to stand. I'd like to pray for us today. I'd like each one of us right now to identify, how does this message apply to me? How does this message apply to me with my family and my school and my work and my neighborhood? How does this apply to me? And I'd like to pray for you. Just repeat after me. Lord, I thank you for your word. Help me to eat your word daily. Make it part of my very being. Help me to boldly and fearlessly share your word with others. Help me to be motivated by your love to be faithful. Help me to live your word and speak your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day in the Lord.